Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Brian throwing down a little bump. All right, brother. We're getting us in the mood on a Saturday. And you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is not Dance Fever. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I love to do the most is a little fishing. And we just talked to Barbecue Bob, and he's down there at Gulf Shores, and, you know, he's eating seafood, and he might be doing a little fishing, but I doubt it. He usually just has people put it on his plate for him down there, you know what I mean? But, Tim, you and I have had the pleasure and the opportunity to spend some time up out of Au Gray in doing a little walleye fishing with one of our friends. And the season's right around the corner. It opens the same time as trout season does. That's that last Saturday in April. But we've got a guy on the grilling line right now that knows a little bit about walleye fishing. Welcome to the show, Captain Ken.
Well, greetings, Randy. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you and the Gyra Charter crew?
Well, we're doing great. We're getting ready.
Right, exactly. And so we wanted to chat with you a little bit. You have an opportunity to do what most men would love to do, and that is fish almost every day in the summer. You've retired out of your construction career and opened up a little charter service, this Gyra Charters. Tell us a little bit about where you're at.
Well, I'm in Saginaw Bay. And I'm on the west side of Saginaw Bay in a little town called Au Gray, Michigan. It's a tributary to Saginaw Bay. I live right on the river. I have my dock and my boat set up right here on the river. I'm about a half a mile from Saginaw Bay. And I consider Saginaw Bay to be one of the world's best walleye fishery there can be.
Yep. And I think you're speaking from experience, right?
Absolutely. Any time spent fishing is a wonderful experience.
And I'll throw that in there too. If you've never fished with Captain Ken, he attacks those walleye like Chuck Norris. He's relentless. Nobody fishes harder than Captain Ken.
Well, we enjoy every minute of it, and we love it. And, you know, we have an opportunity to take people out that don't get a chance to fish that often, and it's just very exciting to see people be able to catch walleyes and then enjoy eating them afterwards.
Well, and that was where I was going next with the questioning, is that you are successful virtually every time you go out. I mean, it's fishing, it's not catching, but it's the closest thing to catching when you're fishing with Captain Ken. You got to put that on a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
But my question is Ken, you have a unique way of cooking the walleye, where it's more walleye than anything else. And I think I'd like you to share that, if you would, please.
Well, you know, we get a walleye and we'll fillet it up and we'll cut it in 2 to 3 pieces on each side of a fillet. What I like to do is I wash those fillets very, very well, get them really nice and water soaked and cleaned up. And then I'll actually ice them up. I'll get them on ice. Get them very, very cold, and then I like to deep fry them. And I put, a bread type coating. I take them out of the ice water, drain them off till they're just damp, and then I'll put them in the coating, and then immediately in the hot oil. I like to keep my oil, somewhere around 375 degrees, somewhere in that range. And just deep fry them. So it's very quick. It goes from ice water to draining them to putting them in the breading and then into the hot oil. One of the secrets I like to do is I do not like to keep them in the breading very long. So it's as soon as they get in the breading and are coated, into the hot oil they go.
Yeah, and I've seen you use, it's kind of like a little Tupperware, for lack of a better word, shaker thing where the batter's in the bottom and the fish are on like a little perforated grid thing, and you're shaking them up and down to get that breading on them, but they're not actually in the breading. The breading is kind of falling by them back and forth, so your breading is very light. But what you taught me, and maybe you didn't want me to tell this part of the secret, but that piece from going from the ice-cold fish into the hot oil, and you don't want to stub your toe between the two of those. You want it to happen quick, because that batter gets real light and it's crispy. Then when that cold fish and the hot oil are on both sides of that batter, it crisps right up really quick, and you don't get this big gummy amount of batter. It's just a crisp little coating on there, and you get those little pieces down by the tail. It's like eating potato chips. They're really thin. Chips. Oh man, are those good? Those are my favorite. Those little thin ones down on the end, where it's like, oh man, good stuff. It's all really good though.
And the rumor is that they go good, those fillets, when you wash them down with a couple cold Dipsy Doodles at Captain Ken's.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's firsthand experience as well. Hey, Ken, I don't want to go too deep into this, but it's something that you're passionate about, and I wanted to give you the pulpit to share a little bit. I understand there's potentially some new rules coming down regarding commercial fishing in the Saginaw Bay area, and just interested in if you could break it down for us a little bit and give us your opinion on it.
Well, you know, it is something very close to my heart, and all I can say is I just feel a little disappointed with the amount of information that I'm able to get and what's really happening with the commercial fishing in Saginaw Bay. You know, I attend a lot of the DNR programs that they have in the spring, and everything that I've heard recently was that they are going to reduce the amount of commercial fishing in Saginaw Bay in an effort, by the way, to bring back the perch population, which the perch population this year is doing very well. It's coming back. We're starting to catch more perch. It's been really exciting. Right now, it is illegal to net walleyes and lake trout in Saginaw Bay. And right now, there is a lot of discussion and a lot of talk about what they call bycatch, and that's allowing the commercial fishing organization to keep a certain amount of walleye and a certain amount of lake trout per their netting, how many nets they're allowed to have each year. And that's just disappointing to me. It's disappointing to many of the fisheries. It's disappointing to the sportsmen. You know, right now, just the commercial fishing alone kills a lot of walleyes that, you know, they got their nets out and walleyes go into their nets and they're supposed to let them go. But they end up killing quite a few walleyes in the process of doing that. And now, not only that, is they're going to be, it looks like, allowed to keep a certain percentage of the walleyes they get in their nets.
Which we know will be an increased number, just miraculously how that happens. So, yeah. I agree that it's a sport fishery, right? I mean, it's the Saginaw Bay is one of the world's premier sport fisheries. Every year, you know, tens of thousands of anglers go to the Saginaw Bay and are fortunate enough to catch walleyes. Right. I mean, there's that many of them in there that they're fortunate enough that with a little bit of skill, you know, you forgot more than most anglers will know about walleye fishing. I realize that. But, you know, that's why I come and fish with you, because I get to go fishing once or twice a year for walleyes. And why not go with a guy that, you know, really knows how to do
fish.
It? Right. Put me on the fish. So, Captain.
Well, the thing that I guess would like to say is, you know, the walleyes, the larger walleyes actually in the spring and through the summer, migrate out of Saginaw Bay. Matter of fact, just recently, an ice fisherman caught a walleye in Wisconsin that was tagged out of the Saginaw River.
Wow.
Another guy caught one way down on the southern end of, way down by Chicago. That, you know, they all migrate back in the spring to spawn, and they'll go back to the same tributary rivers that they spawned in. But those walleyes cover an enormous amount of the Great Lakes.
Wow, they
which
do.
Which was never known before. They never realized it until they started tagging them and monitoring where they travel. So to say that the Saginaw Bay area is getting overpopulated with walleyes is kind of a falsehood. And the fact that they migrate so much in the summer, there's only a certain amount of walleyes in the bay during the summer.
Right. So, Captain Ken, if somebody wanted to give you a ring and go out and experience the Gyra Charters, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my email is captainken@gyracharters.com.
All right, and Gyra is spelled how?
J-I-R-E-H.
Absolutely. All right, Captain Ken, thanks so much for your time and your walleye tips, and we are looking forward to seeing you this spring. I think I'm coming up there in June, and we're going to wet a line, my brother.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful season. I just got my dock in this past week, and we're ready to go. We are absolutely ready to go and excited.
And we're going to see Captain Ken and Judy tonight at the Turkey Ranch.
Yeah,
look forward to seeing them.
All right.
Oh, we can't wait for that. We're all excited. Saturday night, we're going to be there, and we got our dancing shoes on.
All right. Captain Ken, thanks so much. We'll see you in a while.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.